Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, September 13th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Wow, I've been away for quite a while, missing this platform, but here I am back at you loud and proud. Listen, happy Monday to you. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope that the week is launching off good for you. Wait, what? Blah, blah, blah. Here I go with all that positive thinking stuff again. Yeah, I didn't put any of that to rest. But, baby, listen, yes, again and again and again and on until I reach the gates of heaven. And you can trust and believe I'll be shouting out words of encouragement and positivity from up there if they let me. Yes, indeed. So, yes, again. I won't stop, can't stop. As they say, I can't stop hoping the best for you, your day, and your life. It's what I do. I've been at it for a very long time, and you know what they say. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, and that is indeed a fact. Now, back to what I was saying until I heard that blah, blah, blah float by. Today is Master Your Mindset Monday. Yay! You know how I love that. And I do sincerely hope that your day really is going good. I don't just say stuff to be saying it. And if it's going bad, I hope it gets better. Concentrate on that anyway. You know, I'll be talking about, you know, how to make that theory work in real life in a few minutes. So sit tight, if you will. And in fact, you know, you could do me a major favor if you would share my link with some of your social media friends and family. I would just be delighted, so appreciative, and all of that stuff. Would you do that for me? Okay. Thank you so much. Well, I am so ready to go ahead and get started with this topic today. What's on your mind? Is it helping or hurting? You know, where does all this come from? Well, you know what? As I said earlier, it's what I do. I live in a coaching, training, empowerment, teaching mode all the time. I really do. And I love it because it keeps me alert and searching for inspiration and education and empowerment. It's all around us. So it's why I do what I do. I wrap it up, tie it up, and put it with some experience and education of my own. And then here I am talking about mastering your mindset. It's what I do. But we're talking today about what's on your mind, our minds. You know, is it helping or hurting? You know, we can do either or based on how we think. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that just for a few minutes and see if I can impart some things that may be of some help to you. I found a quote that I thought was interesting, and I didn't write the whole quote down, but the part of it that is thought-provoking is this person said, "I've thought myself out of happiness a million times, but never once into it. I've thought myself out of happiness a million times, but never into it." Isn't that something to think about? It is, because it just shows you what is the power of one thought. One thought, even one thing maybe you heard today or somewhere else, could just totally flip the script for your life, things that happen in your life, things that happen for you. Wouldn't that just be awesome? So it just says to me, if you can think a million times about how to talk yourself out of something, you can certainly invest one thought into making your life a whole lot different, better, and happier. So let's get started. I want to start with a thought that I hope this all, you know, sparks some hope and challenges you to change and pushes you to grow. You know, maybe you're like me, there's an eagerness to know how to be at your best. That's where I am. And, you know, ways to live in positivity and peace. And, of course, the way we think contributes immensely to all of that, to all the outcomes. It can affect our income, how we think. It can impact blessings in our lives. And, of course, again, I, you know, mentioned about if it's helping or hurting, it can impact some of the burdens that we've chosen or inadvertently found ourselves carrying. It can impact the success or lack of it in any area of your life. So one of the first ideas I want us to look at is this, and you may have heard this before. When I heard it, I just went into startled mode. Wherever you are, your thoughts brought you there. Wherever you are brought you there. Now, I need to reflect on that, because when I heard that the very first time, and it's been, decades ago, I started influencing myself and reading and training in this type of material so long ago. But when I heard that for the very first time, I did not like it at all. Not at all. It just didn't make sense to me that conditions or situations or things that I was involved in at that time put me where I was. At that particular time, I was feeling some painful things. I was feeling some feelings of failing, feelings of you didn't, I thought I'd be somewhere else instead of where I am right now. But I didn't fully understand how a thinking person like myself, someone who feels intelligent, educated, could be responsible for having myself in those circumstances. Well, the truth of the matter of it is that we do have to pay attention to our own decisions and choices. And a lot of where I was in that place and space had a lot to do with decisions and choices that I had made to be there. Well, it took a little, digging deeper for me to come to the realization and take responsibility for the fact that, that was really, my truth. But that's in fact, the way it is. Much of where we are has a lot to do with the decisions and the choices, our very own decisions and choices. And, have you ever said to yourself when you've done something or made a decision choice, this was a really bad choice? And, things come down upon you and repercussions and all of that other stuff happens as a result. And it was you. We'd like to blame other people, but in a lot of circumstances, we just can't do that. And then, of course, the times where we can say this was a really good decision, and we applaud ourselves, pat ourselves on the back, because we know we did something really well, or we did something that was so impactful to ourselves and to others, too. So where we are really does play what decisions we made really does play an important and vital role in that. So theoretically, the idea that where we are because our thoughts brought us there does hold some truth. Now, make sure you get this. It does hold some truth. It's not the absolute truth, because you, like I know, you've been living long enough, know that too many things occur that we have had no power or control over, no choice or decision about it at all. We're in that family. We're in that neighborhood. We are born to these people. All of that. There are so many things that are under that particular umbrella. We had no power to affect it. But here's the deal. Don't miss the truth that really is there. Don't miss the truth that is there, because that is perhaps the one thing that could flip the script for you. Your choices or decisions have paved the way to somewhere, good or bad. Now, here are a few things to consider as you hear me. I look at the fact that, there are things that we are a part of, people we know, situations we find ourselves in where we have been just totally misled, and we land in a place where we didn't want to be. I also think about the influencers that are in our lives. I think of times where I trusted other people's directions for me, other people's opinions, other people's, they were right, they are right, and this is right for you. And I could think of a particular major thing that I just took this person's advice and opinion to the bank and wound up in one of the biggest fiascos that I've ever been in. So these are cautionary things for you that I'm putting out. Whatever we're reading and listening to can influence us as well. And the thought just came to me the other day. I was watching an episode of Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. And there was a young lady who had been influenced about some decisions in her life based on a superstar, rock star or something or another. And she was adamant about living through whatever he talked about, preached about, and taught. But it was not helpful. It wasn't something that was positively going to help her in a greater way. But she bought in, as we often do. So that's another thing we have to pay attention to. The circle of friends, associates also play a role in it. And sometimes our besties, people that we consider our besties, people that we love, we certainly do not want to eliminate them from our lives. But there are times where we have to form other circles that can be more positively impacting and influential in the things that we are doing and want to do so that we do find ourselves in the right places that we are thinking has the thinking and choices and decisions have brought us to the right places where we want to be. Something else that's really detrimental right now is misinformation. All of the things that are happening on all the social media platforms that we have access to right now offer us a great deal of influence, direction. And we oftentimes, without a lot of investigation, without thoroughly checking out something, will again take the buy-in. And there's so much of it. I can't break it down into bits and pieces of what may be your experience right now, but you probably know. And it's so critical for us to make sure that we are being informed. That's our responsibility, to make sure that we are being informed about things that are factual, that are true, that are what they really are, and not what they're just being told to us is the truth. Getting to the truth may not always be easy, but it's much better for you to live in the truth than to live in misinformation, because again, it takes you somewhere that you don't want to be. And again, that's a challenging spot for any of us. Another thing, and this has been my own experience sometimes when I found myself, trying a business endeavor or some project that I want to launch, is going into it not informed enough, not with enough knowledge, not purposely, but realizing once got my jump start and got in the mix of something, that there were some rocks that I should have overturned to look at, some people I should have talked to, or some more research that I should have done. So I'm saying all of these things to say that these are some things to think about in case you are in that situation where your thinking, doing thoughts, and all of that is taking you to a place where you're really uncomfortable, unsettled, and it's not where you like to be. Maybe considering some of the things that I just said will help you make a big turnaround right there. At least that's what I'm hoping for you. Another idea, and a popular one, is that our lives go in the direction of our most dominant thought. I know that sounds a lot like what I just said, but there's a different take on it that I want to share with you. It's somewhat of a similar thought as before, but different in this sense. So let me ask you, do you think you're a positive thinker, or do you think you're a negative thinker? If you are a positive thinker, you probably are always thinking in ways that can benefit yourself, benefit others, and benefit the outcomes in your life in a positive way. Now, if you're a negative thinker, it's just the opposite. You're looking at sabotage and, you know, self-destruction in so many ways, and that could be huge or it could be little ways, but that's primarily what negative thinking will do to us. Negative thinking can often carry a heavy toll on how things impact you and others and the outcomes and stuff around you in your life. It truly is, because I'll hear people say that, you know, things just don't work out for me, and, you know, and things never work out for me. Well, that's really kind of the difference between seeing light and the negative thinking, seeing the dimmest light things, or seeing hopefulness versus hopelessness. You know, it's a real thing. It'll take you in a certain direction. If light will bring you, dim light won't take you very much of anywhere because you can't see where you're going because of the negative thinking. You know, recently, maybe some of you saw this clip. I saw it several times, so I'm sure that some of you listening may have too. But the recent hurricane that devastated the Gulf Coast, again, Louisiana particularly, there was a man that was being interviewed who was looking at his property, what used to be what appeared to be a very awesome home at one time, as he described it. And he, in his rubble, picked up his Bible and said, "This is how I start again. This is hope." And I just thought that was, pretty powerful thing to say. Because everything you could see around him even was leveled. A neighborhood was leveled. It was, you know, a pretty hard sight. But that was what he said, and that is what he believed, and that's what's going to get him going again. And, you know, I can't blame anybody right now. Anything that you're going through that's negative, anything that weighty, listen, I understand how anybody can feel negative in the midst of that. I understand that. But we have, again, the power to decide where do we go from there. And I know, I've been there, ask myself, how do you start again when you have absolutely zero or nothing to begin with? You're looking at a pile of rubble. You're looking at a business that crashed. You're looking at relationships that ended. I know the whole scenario of all of that. Where you begin is that you begin from scratch. You begin with that little bit of hope and that little bit of faith that can get you moving in the right direction. Hope in that gentleman's life that I just described, from Louisiana, and me, hope was the dominant thought. And for him, that dominant thought is going to take him into a better place. Will it be rebuilding that home? Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes that happens. You don't rebuild what you lost. You start all over and rebuild something new. That may be the case. But the key thing to remember versus negative thinking versus positive thinking, is that that little bit of hope can be the one thing that impacts the very direction. It may be only a little bit. You know about mustard seed faith, mustard seed hope. It may be the only thing that you have, but I can promise you it's a beginning. As puny as that beginning may be, start with the puny beginning, because those are the thoughts that carry you up and out of that. That's the thought that has carried me out of some devastating circumstances more than one. I've been in a hard place more than one, having to rebuild. And so have the people of Louisiana, but look what they were able to do with their comeback. And this is also very unfortunate that they're experiencing it again, but they will build again. Those that are hopeful and believe in their futures, they will absolutely do that. Now, I do know that there are a lot of situations and circumstances that again, as I said, will land us in the zone of negativity. There's just lots of stuff. But again, that's where the positive thinking will come into play. When something bad or negative has occurred, one of the first things that I tell myself now that I've gone and grown through some circumstances is this is just not where I want to live. It's not where I want to be. Because what I do know is that being in negative circumstances and thinking negatively is not living. It's not living. I have been in some situations where, you know, you could feel like maybe you want to get under a rock or live in a hole, but that's not the decision to make. The world is full of possibilities, as you already know. And it's just important that you really grasp the fact that whatever it is, you can flip the script, turn it around, make a different decision, make a different choice about how you're thinking, and take yourself in that direction instead. So I want to ask you, you know, I see people, I'm going to share this because it's just been on my mind for months, actually. Negative distractions, negative disturbances in people. I see it. I come in contact with people a lot when I'm out, and I'm always eager to talk to somebody or say something. But recently, and I'll just go to this past few days, I bumped into, not literally bumped, but in crossing paths, you know, when you're coming through doorways of stores or, you know, traveling through the parking lot. Recently, I was in a store, and I was looking in the opposite direction of the cart that I was pushing. And so when I got to an aisle, I didn't realize that somebody else was coming. And so I guess I literally did bump into this person. And then I turned to say, I'm sorry, because I was, you know, going through some racks or something and looking in a different direction. And she was looking at me as if she was so ready to start a fight. Within that brief encounter, within seconds, it was really interesting to me that was a trigger for that, because she looked at me as if, like, just start something, as if I had intentionally bumped into her. I think it was just yesterday, I was coming out of a store, and I like speaking to people, but by the time I made eye contact with this person, this is a woman, she looked at me like, what? Say something. And, you know, I'm baffled by those things. I truly am, because it means that something's going on in your mind. Doesn't have anything to do with me. But I just happen to be in your space at that moment in time, and something's going on. Now, I've seen this happen with people way out more often than I would like to. I see a lot of angry, unhappy, distracted people. And under the current circumstances with the pandemic and all that's happened, I can pretty much understand how something like that could be the case. But I'm going to go into that in just a second. I have somebody on the line that I'd like to chat with, so I will come back to that, the angry, unhappy, and distracted people.
Well,
hi there, this is Foxology. How are you?
Yeah, right, okay. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, thank you for listening.
Okay.
You got some thoughts you want to share?
No, I was just zeroing in when you were talking about the negative and the positive and the distraction and whatnot. Like sometimes on the man's side, like you said, sometimes like on the man's side, like you walk down the street and stuff like that, and people will give you like a rough look, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so you just like, oh, you know, how are you? They're just looking at you like, what's up, like that, like just describe it. You know, you hit that nail right in the head. That, man. It was very interesting.
Well, I'm glad it's not only me because, you know, you kind of wonder after a while. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, that is.
Because
it's
that's exactly it.
It's the aura, maybe the aura that sometimes people have, you know, like you were saying, a negative aura. Just eating off with the positive, like unlike a track and like a pill.
What do you think contributes to that? Do you think it's just right now that we've all been so turned upside down by the pandemic, or do you think it's the other stuff that's up close and personal?
I mean, it's probably a little bit of everything. You know, whatever was going inside of him. You know, whatever was going inside the body of the person or the mind of the person. Maybe, you know, he got demons.
Mm-hmm.
And
for real.
And then he just reacted to it. Yeah, he just reacting to it like that.
That's a lot of it. But I wonder, too, you know, it seems like a lot of people just have been living with anger for a long time. You know, there are things that they just were never able to get past or get over. And I am really hoping for that today, that something can be said that will help that, because I know it's a challenging thing, but it's a decision, you know, that a person can make about letting that anger go, because sometimes you can't fix that broken thing. You can't change that circumstance. And so the best thing to do is to let it go and to keep going. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the anger. So it's like anger, man. But it's things that you can do to correct it, though. You know, that if you want, like anger management, if that's what you need developing in, you know. And it's a lot.
Have you ever experienced that yourself?
But no, not anger management. No. You know, not that.
But it's a good idea.
You're absolutely right.
It's a good idea for people. It from what I understand, those techniques really do work to, you know, have emotional. Huh?
Yeah, then it's the situation. Some people might be hyperactive, you know, stuff like that. It's a lot of illness and stuff. A lot of illness. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It might stem a little and whatnot like that. It could be abusive, and, you know, you got to take these courses.
Right.
Especially if you
can't
figure it out. Especially if you can't figure it out. That's what, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because definitely therapies and classes and group situations, all of that, they help. They absolutely help.
Yeah.
You know, they absolutely do help. And I didn't have that on my notes today, so it's a good thing you called, because that can play a critical role in you know, seeing life differently, changing your perspective, you know, letting that stuff go. It really does. That's a great thing that you brought that out. Anything else you would like to contribute before I let you go?
It's good work out there. You know, I'm going to be listening and also doing the archives, too.
Doing the what?
I'm going to be listening, and then also I'm going to be listening through the archives.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I appreciate
so
you so much for...
Yes, so I can get a brushed up on whatever topics that you be presenting.
Well, there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful conversations that are inside of Master Your Mindset. So if you're looking for that, I trust that you are going to find something that inspires and motivates you to think and do differently. I promise you that. You definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you listening, sir, and I hope you will continue. Thank you so much for calling today.
So when the next start?
When will I do the next Master Your Mindset? At the beginning of October.
Yeah, or anything when the next start.
Well, I'll do these. I pretty much do these shows weekly. I have been taking a break from it during the summer, but I pretty much do a show weekly, and all the shows are good. I have some wonderful guests that talk about a lot of things. I mean, I think any show you click on, you're gonna find something there that was empowering, educational, inspiring. I'm sure you will. But I want you to keep listening and always feel like this door is open for you to call and have your say, too.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, you take care of yourself, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Good afternoon.
You have a great afternoon. Thanks again for calling. All right. Well, I am so glad that he called. That's very awesome. Thank you again, sir. I appreciate you being a listener. And just before I took his call, I was talking about how I see angry, unhappy, distracted people, and I'm glad for his call because I didn't want to seem like I was just attacking somebody, and being wrong about it. But I'm not insensitive to the fact that there is so much going on in our lives that, you know, things can certainly keep us in a state of being angry and unhappy and distracted, but for the purpose of achieving some things and some takeaways in today's show, let's just, ask ourselves, what are we unhappy about? What are you mad about? What are you thinking about that has driven you to a place of anger and unhappiness? Sometimes it's other things too, like fear and hopelessness, like I talked about earlier. Consider this, please. If you made a decision right now today to release that anger or fear or hopelessness and make a decision to process possibilities in life, and you knew it could make you happier if you just let that stuff go, do you know how you feel? Can you do that? Would you try that? Because I promise you, you are going to feel better. I promise you are going to feel better. Consider it. I don't know that it will come in one thought. I don't know if it will come in waves. I don't know if it will come with a lot of effort with you trying to release it. But whatever it takes, I promise you, once you let it go, you are going to feel better. Because, people, that's all positive thinking really is. It's ways that you utilize your thinking to achieve beneficial outcomes for yourself, for the others, and for people in your life. That's all it is. Ways that you choose to utilize your thinking to achieve beneficial outcomes, results for yourself, others, and in your life. I tell you, as I mentioned earlier, I've been in some hard places, between a rock and a hard place, flat out on my back, without any money, without a seeming chance of pulling through some things. But I absolutely, resolutely said no to being in those places. A conscious decision, a conscious choice to say wherever little puny way you got to start, whatever little bit of scratch you got to start with, just do that. And I'm telling you, it was never easy. It was never easy because nobody came to catch me or rescue me and all of that stuff. That didn't happen. I had to get hold of whatever resources and find ways to do it myself. I wish I did have a, you know, I could give somebody credit. Just me and Jesus, that's it. I can't give anybody else credit. But the thing is, say no to the things that look like they're going to keep you down, hold you back, keep you from going in the direction in life that you know you deserve to be in. And one last short idea, thought, principle, point is this. Self-sabotage. You know, we kill a lot of our own dreams. Nobody has to help us. A lot of stuff, we just kill it on our own, self-sabotage. And there's a lot of reasons for it, but I chose one in particular that I wanted to speak on. I remember some years ago, maybe not that many years ago, maybe five, might have been more, I don't know. Life goes by so fast, it seems. But I watched a show, one of Oprah's Sunday morning shows where she had Brene Brown on. I remember it so clearly because Brene Brown made a point that I think so many people are guilty of, so many people do, and that's stories that we tell ourselves about things and people and situations. Now, when I say stories, I mean made-up stuff, stuff that has no credibility, no validity, no reality. It's just stuff that we make up in our heads about something, about somebody or a situation or something we create in our own minds. We fabricate it. We literally make up stuff that we truly believe is so. And we believe it's true because we put it together in our own mind based on some assumptions or you know, not a whole lot of what may be accurate type of information. We just put pieces of things together. I thought about this situation where these women at work, several of them were in a real chaotic situation. And it all boiled down to something so simple, but they could not get past it. And that situation was the fact that a coworker had emailed another coworker to get some information. And over a couple of days, she didn't get any response. And she would see this coworker, and instead of asking her, did you see the email or did you see I really needed this information, she would never do that. She would just give her a kind of look like we had been talking about earlier. Well, it just so the thing is, it blew up into, you know, she doesn't like me. That's why she didn't respond. And she created this story about how, you know, she never liked me. And I remember this time this happened and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, a lot of you already know what I'm talking about and where I'm going with that. But she made up this story that created a whole blow up in the work scenario where they were working that had no truth to it. It was just a story that she made up in her mind about how she thought that the other person was feeling, the reason she didn't respond to her email and all that. But we do that, and we do it on sometimes much bigger scale that where we risk a lot more. That was a risk. But we risk a lot of situations with that type of approach to daily living, making up in our own minds what we think is going on. Rather than, you know, maybe she could have approached the coworker and said, you know, I sent you an email a couple of days ago. You probably didn't see it, but I really needed that information as quickly as possible. Can we take a look at that now? You know, there are ways to go about it. But instead, the chaos drew her in. The storytelling in her own thinking drew her in and created a situation that needed healing. I don't know if they ever got there, to be honest, because, you know, then you're feeling embarrassed and all of that when you find out you're wrong about something, and that's a responsibility you don't want to deal with. But anyway, my point is that there are stories we tell ourselves, And we are so often wrong when we do this. We're so often wrong about the assumptions that we placed in it, the story we made up, the reality that we think is not really a reality. And we'll rest in that thought and the fact that we feel that we're right about those made-up scenarios. And that's just a bad thing, because what that shakes out to is that when you act or react toward people or situations with that mindset, we can go from error in our thinking to the chaos and crisis that I described in relationships, work, and life interactions in general. So in your own thinking, in your own mind, in that wonderful and beautiful ability that we have to create pictures and all of that stuff, avoid those kind of made-up scenarios, because you can't give truth to something that's false. You just can't. It will never, ever work. You can't give truth to something that is false. So stay away from that, because it totally will wreak havoc in your life and in your circumstances and with people. Okay, well, I'm about ready to wrap up. I just want to give you a couple of takeaways, just kind of actually reflecting on some of what we've been talking about, what you've been listening to. And I hope that there have been some things that have been said that maybe landed on you right, because the things that I've talked about, I've experienced firsthand. There's nothing that I talked about today that I don't know from actual experience. So just keep in mind, I've learned a lot of what is effective in mastering our mindsets. I've learned a lot of what is effective. Do I have it all right and wonderful? No, I'd have to be God to do that. But I do understand quite a bit of it. And effectiveness is what I'm looking at when I talk to you about these things. So number one takeaway, just remember that you do have the power to think, make choices and decisions that will help and enhance you, alter, change your life. You have that power in your mind. I think about years ago, I was in my mid-20s, I think, when I first began, maybe a little bit younger than that, but early 20s, mid-20s, when I first began to grasp this whole thing about the power of thought and thinking. At that time, and this is probably why it grabbed my attention, I was listening to motivational speakers, people who had, I think, Dale Carnegie. Any of you know that was from way back in the day. Might have been one of my first inspirations. But at that time, my life was busy, you know, doing a lot of things. And my thoughts would just race. I mean, one thought to another. It's like before one can get out, another one's coming. And, oh, my God, you feel like you're – if you ever said that, you know, you feel like you're going crazy because there's just so much there. And at the same time that all these thoughts are coming, you're trying to think about what to do and how to sort them and all of that. But then I heard somebody say that you can stop those thoughts. And I'm thinking, what? And then they explain the exercise of, as if you see the thought coming, you just stop it. And I thought, okay. As much stuff is swirling around in my head, this is certainly worth a try. Well, let me tell you, people, it really works. It's like, you can think of it like this. When the thought comes and you say stop, and think of it as if you're firing it at it to shoot it and kill it, it really does work. Now, will that thought come back again? Maybe. But you have to repeat that process consistently. Stop. Just stop. And the other part of that process that I learned at that time was the meditation piece. And meditation for me just always has meant just being still and quiet and quieting your thoughts, quieting the distractions, being in a place where there's no noise going on. Nobody can bother you, touch you, speak to you. You can't talk to anybody either. That is extremely helpful, because even during the meditation process, thoughts are going to be reeling. And that's one of the best times where you can decide to stop them. how powerful that is, how powerful that works is I don't know that I can even articulate it, but I just know that it does work. If you say stop, the thought stops. In one way, it was hard, and in another way, it was easy. And it's consistent. I live with that. When thoughts come to me that I don't want to address, that I feel may be negative or make place of a funk or whatever, it's got to go. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it. And that's another thing. You know, have a made up mind about that, that you're just not. Second thing, think about what you're thinking. What's on your mind? You know, that was the title of the show. Is it hurting you and others and your life? Or is it helping you move forward? Think about what you're thinking. I mean that literally. Think about what you're thinking. Helping you achieve, helping you see and believe possibilities. Is it doing that? Start sorting through it and see. Start sorting through it. What causes you fear? What causes you pain? What causes you turmoil? What's making you angry? And remember, like I just said, a lot of this changes because you decided to stop thinking about it. Yeah, it's true. A lot of this changes just because you decided to stop thinking about it. Please set yourself free from those things that may be weighing down in your thinking, that are not helping you, that are hurting you. Just start letting it go. And thirdly, redirect your thinking toward the things you want in life. Your life will go in the direction of your most dominant thinking. Decide and choose those directions. You know you want your life to be happy and wonderful. You know you want to accomplish stuff. You know how you want to live, and you know what makes you happy or what will make you happy. You know the kind of things that you want to enjoy. You know who you want to be. You should know that better than anybody. And those things absolutely can be. You have that power. Now, not absent of obstacles and challenges, but you have that power to think those things into being. You have that power. It's an amazing thing God has given us with the power of thought. Everything we look around at began with the power of thought. Every incredible thing that you see and live with every day began with the power of thought. One thing came to me about George Eastman. You may not even know the name, but initially the camera was invented by George Eastman. And the fact that George Eastman wanted to capture real time in a camera was amazing in itself. But he went absolutely broke, bankrupt over manifesting that. But here's the very awesome thing. That cell phone that you hold, that TV, that laptop, all of that stuff is based on that. Those early discoveries that we can capture real time and make it stand still for us. That whole idea of the camera. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And here we are with these little things that we can hold in our hand and talk to anybody in the world practically. It's an amazing thing that it was his thought to manifest a dream into a reality. It's powerful stuff, people. So remember, you have the power to think and use that power to make your best choices to help manifest your blessings and dreams, to help you be the best that you can be. That's where we want to land in life. So I hope you got a lot out of this, or a little out of it, or something out of it. That's my hope and my prayer. And that's going to be all for me today, folks. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But before you go, I got a new book out. It's called Stay in the Ring. I was telling somebody that interviewed me, I love reading my own book. And I'm not saying that out of arrogance or vanity or anything. I just... I just enjoyed it. Reading back and reflecting on some things that happened in my life just inspired me all the more and motivated me all the more to write more material. So you can get Stay in the Ring on Amazon. All you have to do is Google Stay in the Ring, Silver Ray Fox, and there might be another person or two that decided they wanted to name their book Stay in the Ring. So make sure you Google Stay in the Ring with Silver Ray Fox. And also, my other book is still there, and it's called What is Faith? And that's notes and quotes that will inspire, motivate, empower you. You will love it, too. There's a lot of tidbits and quotes and short stories and inspirational thoughts there that really can make an impact on your day and on your life as well. So I hope you will check that out, again, both on Amazon, Stay in the Ring, and What is Faith. So, again, I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you'll share. I hope you will let other people know that I'm trying to do things here that are going to keep us above all the fray and all the franticness and all the other stuff that's going on, because that's the only way we can get through it. And our thinking is going to do that. It absolutely will. So in the meantime, I will look forward to talking to you again real soon. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. You be good, be blessed, be awesome.